And how I got faith, and how I can walk by faith and not by sight, because I read the word of God. I pray, and I'm seeking God. Oh, my God.
Look at Psalms 37, 3 through 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee desires of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. You got to trust God. That's what it is, what it is, what it is. You got to trust him. Proverbs 3 and 5 is telling us, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Proverbs 3 and 5. The verse instructed us to put all our trust in the Lord, not in our own knowledge. The verse tells us to be reliant on not on our strength. Don't rely on our strength and knowledge, but to trust in the Lord. Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Father, help us to trust you. Until we meet again, God bless you. I love you.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevel, or to send a love offering, go to $Shalonda Nobles. That's $SHOLONDANOBLES. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast. KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Magazine. Stay tuned and focused, and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Amen. I want to use scriptures today coming from the book of Psalms. The 40th number of Psalms. 40th number of Psalms. It's a Psalm of David. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, he's a good God. Amen. There's so much in this text. I know we can't deal with all of it, amen, but we're going to try to get as far as we can. Let's just try to get to verse number 7 on today, amen. Amen, amen. When you have Psalm number 40 and you're looking at it, say, I have the word and I'm ready to receive it. This is to the chief musician. He didn't give this to just any old choir member. He said, I want you to play this. Chief musician, a Psalm of David. Verse 1 says, I waited patient. Let's read this together, because we all need to declare this for our life. Amen? Amen. Let's read it in concert. You ready? I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise of my God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are us work. That cannot be reckoned upon in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than I can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears have not opened. Burnt offering and sin offerings hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. Amen. May God of the blessings of hearers and doers of his word, the grass wither, the flower fade, but the word of God stands forever. Amen. Endures forever. Amen. If you're here today, the Lord wants you to wait. Amen. He wants you to wait on him. Amen. Psalm 40, we want to use that in the title today, and a tag, a thought of the message today would be the benefit of waiting. The benefits of waiting. Amen. Tell somebody you need to wait on the Lord. Too many times we get ahead of the Lord, but we need to wait on the Lord. Amen. 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 This is a psalm of David, and David was one of those people who many times had to wait on the Lord. Matter of fact, David was anointed king and did not see the throne for a long time. He was anointed one time, and then they came back and they anointed him again. Then they came back and they anointed him again. And can you imagine David said, Lord, you gave me this anointing, but when am I going to get on the throne? And he had to run from Saul. He had to run from his own son Absalom. He had to be in between the land of Philistines, and he also had to be in between Judah. He lived in a cave. He lived in the wilderness, and that just doesn't seem kingly. So David had to wait until the Lord brought it to pass. Amen. Amen. And so David wrote this, and in my eye, in my mind, as I read it, I can imagine that David was saying that I've been through a lot of pressures in life. I've been through a lot of trials and tribulation. I had so many things that happened in my life. I feel like I'm boxed in. I feel like I'm trapped. I feel like things are not happening for me like I would like them to happen right now. Things are not happening in the way that I want them to happen, at the pace that I want them to happen. Things are not happening how I thought they would plan out, when I thought they would plan out, with who I thought it would plan out. David was boxed in his life, and he said, look, I got this song that the Lord has given me because I know about the faithfulness of God. Anybody here know about the faithfulness of God? So David begins to write, and he says, the first thing he says is, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now, we got to see the first thing, the first benefit here is that David understood that God is faithful, so David had expectation. Do you have expectation? Look at what David said. Now, when you read this, he said, I waited patiently. The word waited in the Hebrew is kwamwa, which means that he waited not with just saying I ain't got nothing else to do. He waited with expectancy. Now the key here is that you understand that the word waited and patiently is the same word, but for English translation they put waited patiently, amen. But in the Hebrew it would have said that I waited and waited and waited and waited on the Lord. David said, I waited and waited. In other words, I waited and I just expected him to do it any day. Do I have anybody in the house? They say, I've been waiting and I'm expecting God to do it any day now. But since he didn't do it on Monday, I'm waiting on Tuesday. If he doesn't do it on Tuesday, I'm waiting on Wednesday. And I'm going to keep waiting and waiting. But look, I'm not waiting without hope. I'm not waiting thinking that, oh, it ain't going to happen. I'm waiting because I know any day now he can show up and show out. I wish I had somebody in the house. Are you waiting on God? Are you saying, I'm not waiting without hope. I'm not hoping that God's going to do it. I'm just saying, you just wait till my God show up. You just wait till God deliver. You just wait till God heal. Wait till God show himself strong. Do you know the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro the earth seeking one that he can prove himself strong to. And all he's doing is looking for somebody to say, I'm waiting. I'm waiting with tiptoe expectancy. Anybody waiting on your tiptoes? I'm just I think I see him coming. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, glory be to God. You got to expect something. You got to expect. You know, I remember my brother Clyde went out to college, and the first time he was coming home, we was barbecuing and everything, and I had cleaned up the yard. Boy, I couldn't wait for him to get there. And so I would run up the street. Every time I thought I heard a car turn in up the street, I run because I was expecting him to show up. Amen. And when one of the times he did come, I ran up the street. And then I saw him turn in. I got in the car and rolled back down the street with him. Amen. But what I'm saying is that I expected him to come. So I didn't get tired of running up the street trying to see if he was on his way. And so you can't get tired when, if it's not happening today, you can't get tired in the process. The Bible said, be not weary in well doing, for you shall reap if you faint not. Tell somebody, say, I'm not fainting. I'm not tired. I'm not giving up that easy. I'm going to wait on the Lord. I'm going to keep waiting. I'm going to be patient. I'm just going to sit here and wait on the Lord, and I'm going to trust in him that he knows what he is doing. I wish I had somebody. I have expectancy. Let me tell you something. I got a sneaky suspicion that somebody's going to be blessed this week. I got a sneaky suspicion that somebody's going to be delivered even in this service. I got a sneaky suspicion that your depression is going to end in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. At some point in the service, your depression is going to break away from you, and you're going to have the joy of the Lord to be your strength. I have a sneaky suspicion that God is up to something. Why? You think the devil is down with nothing, all this mess that he got in your life? You need to know that God is up to something. God is setting you up for a blessing. I know you thought the devil came to destroy you, but he didn't come to destroy you. He came because God let him come so God could show you that that's all right. Well, come hell or high water, I'm still with you. That the Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Do I have anybody in the, I feel good, y'all. Yeah. Do I have anybody in the house that say, I'm just waiting on the Lord to deliver? No, I ain't defeated. Come on and say amen here. No, I'm not sorrowful. You might see tears in my eye all because of the hurt, but guess what? I still got joy in my heart because I know that my Redeemer lives. And oh, come on, and because man in here, oh yeah, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I'm going to wait till the Lord do what he has to do. I got expectancy. I'm not expecting to be right here next year. Look at me now. I'm not going to be in the same spot. I may be broke now, but I ain't going to be broke later. I might be torn up now, but I'm going to be fixed later on. I wish I had somebody here. Oh, glory be to God. You're not going to see the same person. I ain't going to have to ask you for another dime next year. I'm going to bless you on next year. Come on and say amen here. We got to understand and we got to expect. We got to make sure our faith is at work. The Bible says faith without works is dead in James. And so we have to understand that if our faith is not at work, then we can't get those things that work for our good. Amen. We got to have faith in God. Amen. We got to have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I haven't seen it yet, but I expect it. I haven't seen God move, but I know he can. I hadn't seen the hand of God, but I know his hand is a blessed hand. Come on and say, man, I know that God will do what he said he would do, because God is not man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Do I have a witness today? Benefit of waiting is I wait with expectancy, because he got a good track record. What's on the record about him? Let's check the record. The record is that God never fails. God never fails. How? Because when he said he'd deliver the children of Israel, he brought them out and they faced the Red Sea in the front. Pharaoh behind them, he opens up the sea, they walk over. When they get in the wilderness, he said, I'll keep you. Amen. Because you're my people. They walked in the wilderness for 40 years and didn't have to plant nothing. Preach. Didn't have to buy no new clothes. Preach. Oh, come on and say, man, the Bible said that he gave them bread from heaven. Then when they wanted flesh, he gave them fowls to eat. Amen. Basically, he gave them chicken and bread in the middle of the wilderness. Come on and say amen in here. Chicken and waffles. Y'all don't hear me. But the Bible said that he gave them this, and their clothes never got old and their shoes never got worn out. Even though they walked for 40 years. We can't walk for 6 months in a pair of shoes before we want a new pair.
But look at God. God gave Joshua victory. He told him, he said, this day you'll have victory over your enemy. And because they fought a long time and the sun started to go down, Joshua said, Lord, you said I can have victory. And he said, sun, you stay where you are. Moon, you stay in the valley of Ajalon. Don't you, moon, don't you come up. Sun, don't you go down until I have victory. Do you know that God will do whatever it takes to make sure his word will come to pass? He said that not my, he said that not one jot or tittle of my word, in other words, not one cross that crosses the T, a dot that dots the I, will be able to pass away from my word. I will bring it to pass. And if God will do that for his word, imagine if you got his word and you're standing on his word and you're believing in his word and you're expecting his, oh Lord have mercy. He said, if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Y'all with me today? Well, I'm just going to preach to myself until I get happy, then I'm going to stop. He said, I waited patiently. I ain't got past verse 1. Patiently for the Lord. Not for, you know, we wait for people. And you know, we wait for people longer than we'll wait for God. Let me give you an example. Now, you've been dating that rascal for how many years now? And you waiting on him to say, will you? Y'all, I ain't picking on nobody, y'all. I'm just saying, I'm using this as an example. Can I illustrate here? We wait on him, but we won't wait on him. We'll say, well, I guess God ain't meant for me to have it. About a weekend, God ain't meant for me to have it. Sometimes God is not saying no, he's saying wait. I got some other stuff that I'm doing in your life that I need to do before I give you that, before I do that in your life so that you'll be stable. I'm going to show you that too. Just, he says that he waited for the Lord. He didn't wait for his brothers. He didn't wait for Samuel who anointed him. He said, I'm waiting on the Lord. And he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now, what, this is what David is saying. He said, I waited on the Lord. And because I waited with expectancy and faith, the Lord did this right here. He said, I think I hear David. Hold on, angels. I think I hear David talking to me. And notice what David said. I waited patiently on the Lord, and he inclined his ear unto me and heard my cry. He said he heard my cry. In other words, God, the word heard means that God answered him. That God did what he asked him. He didn't do something else. He did exactly what David asked him to do. Do you know that God will answer prayer? Do you know that he will not withhold any good thing from you? Do you know that God wants to bless you? Tell somebody, God wants to bless you. He does not want to destroy you. He wants to bless you. Amen. And he said, he heard my cry. He heard my call out to him. He heard my faint voice. He heard that while I was waiting, I still was thanking him for it. Amen. He heard me when I said, Lord, I appreciate you. Even though I ain't got it today, I still trust that you're going to do it. Even though I feel the sickness in my body today, I still know that you're going to heal me. Even though I got all this stuff coming against me and I got stuff up to my neck that's going on, I'm almost drowning in this mess. That, Lord, you said that when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. I trust you. I expect for you to deliver. I expect for you to help me. I expect for you to bring me out. I expect for you to bless me. Y'all with me? Then he says, look, verse 2, he brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Now, notice what he said. Now, David has expectancy, and because he has expectancy and he has expectation, God begins an extraction. Pick you up. Look at this. He brought me up also. Not only did he hear me when I called him, I didn't even ask him about delivering me, but he did it. Y'all with me here? Some things you ain't even got to ask God. He's going to do it. Because he is God. And it would be, and God is not going to let his reputation be ruined by you. He's not going to let his reputation be ruined because of who you are. But he's going to deliver you because of who he is. Oh, Lord, somebody should have shouted right there. I know, Lord, sometime I miss the mark. I know sometime I got some stinking thinking. Sometimes I don't do everything I'm supposed to do. But you're not going to let your name go down because I ain't what I'm supposed to be. Lord, have mercy. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit. The horrible pit to David was like being in a grave, a grave that is just desolate, a lonely grave. And he said he brought me out of not only the horrible pit. David thought he thought his life was going to end when he was facing Saul, when he had to run from Absalom, when he was in the wilderness and had nothing but to live in a cave. He thought that the end of my life is sure to come real soon. But how many know that David lived to a ripe old age? See, sometime before we get to what God has promised us, the enemy will come in and make us begin to think that we might die, that we might not achieve, that we might not get that which God has promised us. But the devil is a lie. God will do exactly what he said. God will open up doors that can't be shut. He will shut doors that can't be opened. And by the way, if the enemy shut a door, how many windows compared to doors are in a room? That means that God will open up the window and pour you out a blessing. That I ain't going to preach hard if y'all ain't going to say amen. I want to give it to you. But you got to want it. Extraction. Look at this. He extracted him. He said, he brought me out of the miry clay. I often wondered what the miry clay was. That's the kind of clay. I grew up in the brickyard and remember getting some fence posts. I was working with my grandpa. He had a hog pen across the street, and he had some fence that he was fixing. And he was saying, take the posts up, and we're going to put some new posts down. And I'm trying to get the post up, and I'm shaking the post, and it seems to be real loose. And it seemed like I ought to just be able to pick it up and throw it on the ground. But because it was in the clay, it caused a suction. Lord have mercy here. And the suction wouldn't let me move it out of its place. I could shake it, but I couldn't move it out of that place. I couldn't extract it. I couldn't pull it up. And so, in other words, David said, there's some stuff that I'm stuck in. Y'all don't hear me. There's some stuff that got me just pulled down. Some stuff that I can't get up from. I can wiggle. I got some wiggle room, but I can't never get out of it. You know how it is. Sometimes it looks like I'm getting free. Seems like it's breaking off of me, but I can't ever get out of this mess. It seemed like every time I think I'm about to get out of it, something sucks me back down. Every time I think I'm delivered, something holds me back down. I got a stronghold. The Bible said that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Oh, come on and say amen. But they're mighty through God for the pulling down of strong. I got to get out of this stronghold. Something is sucking me down and won't let go of me. Every time I try to quit drinking, every time I try to quit smoking, every time I try to quit cussing, every time I try to quit lying, telling the bill collectors and stuff. You know how it is. Every time I try to quit, it seemed like something just got a hold of me and won't let me out. It seemed like every time I say I'm going to leave him alone, leave her alone, I can't stop because I got stuck in the clay. Y'all with me today? Anybody been stuck in the clay? Don't lie to me. I'm going to tell the truth. I've been stuck. But thank God that he's able to extract me. He said he brought me up out of the miry clay. In other words, God delivered. Now, when we talk about the word delivered, there's the Hebrew word. One word means this. It means that you're being rubbed smooth for being handled by God. I'm so smooth now. I was rough back then, but I'm smooth now. How am I smooth? Because God has handled me. And he's gotten all the rough edges off of me. So I'm so smooth now. When the devil thinks he can hold me, I slip right through his clutches. I slip right out of his plan. I slip right out of his hand. Y'all hear me today? I slip through because I've been rubbed smooth by being handled by God. I wish I had somebody. And God makes a way of escape. No matter what you get in, the Bible says that God will give you a way of escape, but it's up to us to choose the way out. Sometimes we don't want to come out of it. So God lets us stay in, but he keeps blessing and keeping us while we're in it. But we have to understand the way of escape that God gives us. The word escape in the Hebrew, it means that God by reflex will deliver me. In other words, it's God's reflex. David said, I cried to the Lord, and not only did he hear me, but he brought me up or extracted me or delivered me out of the horrible pit. And so what God did by reflex is that when he see you going down, he lifts you back up. You know how it is. You see something falling and you automatically try to catch it. You see somebody about to drop a baby and you automatically just reach over. That's your reflex. God's reflex is that when he sees you about to fall, when he sees you about to go down, he reaches out and he puts his hand there and lifts you back up. The Bible said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. He said, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast out. In other words, what that means is this, that as a man or a woman would be walking with a baby and the baby stumbled because the baby has the hand of the mother, you'll never know that the baby would hit the ground because the mama always holding the, oh, come on and say, you know how you pick that baby by that one arm? You say, I can't let my baby fall and scrape up his knees. Don't you know God is saying that about you? You're God's baby. God ain't gonna let you fall and scrape up your knee. I wish I had a few people in the house that appreciate the fact that God will not let you fall. God will extract you from the clay. He will pick you up out of the horrible pit. I wish I had a few people in the house. He said, he set my feet upon a rock. He set my feet upon a rock. In other words, at first, I didn't have no sure footing. At first, I was sinking and getting stuck with every step I take. You know how every time it looked like you take one step, you get stuck in a rut. You can't get out of that. But he said that God took me and put my feet on a rock, a surface that I could stand on. You know that rock is Jesus. Once we stand on the rock, once we standing on Jesus, once we have our foundations on Jesus, notice what he said, and establish my goings. You can't be established. You can't ever even make it anywhere until you have the foundation on Jesus Christ. I wish I had a few people. See, we've been trying to make it without Jesus. We've been trying to mix up a little bit of everything. We've been calling the universe and saying, the stars are aligned for me, and now I believe I can reach my goal. No, the stars can't get aligned because the one who aligned the stars is Jesus. The Bible said that he said, let there be light. And then he also made the stars. Do I have any witnesses in the house? I'm not going to talk to the stars. I'm going to talk to the one that made the stars. Y'all with me today? Y'all looking at me funny? Come on. Don't play that. I thought the mannequin challenge was over. Y'all still playing that game? Come on, don't look at me strange. Now, I'm trying to help you today. He said that he'll extract us and he'll establish us. He will establish my going. He will make sure that my steps won't get stuck in the mud. He'll make sure that I won't get in a rut and never be able to get out. He'll make sure that every step I make is sound and firm and stable. He'll make sure I'm not staggering, I'm not leaning, I'm not falling, I'm not stumbling. He's going to make sure that my steps are ordered. So he extracts me from my mess and he establishes me. Make sure that I'm sure. Are you sure? Are you sure of your steps? You don't have to worry about what's next because you know God has it. Yes. All things work together for the good. Y'all with me, I see. Yes. That love God and to the call according to his purpose. All these things. If God be for you, who can be against you? In other words, if God is on my side, why aren't y'all? Yes. Everybody else ought to be on my side. If God, if he's with me, I'm not going to lose. Get on the winning team. Look at this. You got to have some expectation. You got to be ready for the extraction. He's going to establish you, but then when he does it, you got to be ready. And while you're waiting, you got to be ready to exhort him. Yes. This exhortation. Look at this. He says, and he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He put a new song. You know what the new song was about? How God delivered. Yes. You know, you know how somebody keep telling you something, and then they telling the next person something, and they telling the next person, you say, man, I'm tired of hearing that same old song. That's all she want to talk about. She done told everybody that, and she done told me again. Yeah, I know you told me. You know how you do. In other words, when God has been good to you, you start telling people, and you don't realize you telling some of the same folks you told last week. Because all you know is what God has done for you. And the Bible says here that he had put a new song. I want to tell you what God has done for me. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. He began to exhort God. He began to lift up the name of God. And he said, many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. See, David was saying that many shall see it and fear because there were many people that tried to kill him. There were many people that were jealous of him. There were many people that hated him, but they, you know, they wanted to do what they wanted to do to him, but then they realized that he had the favor of God, and that made them afraid, because when they saw that God was blessing him in spite of them, that God was keeping them in spite of all the stuff that they were doing, that God still brought him up out of the miry clay, that when they thought he was going to die out and